This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Okay, so we're going to fast forward. We're going to take a business that started in the bedroom of the previous owners, not making a whole lot of money, not generating a whole lot of revenue, to a business that is generating multi-millions of dollars. And let's just leave it at that. And so it's grown from that perspective. You know, you had have four children that you have to take care of at the same time. And you have how many employee children?
We have 31 employee children.
31 employee children. And in all reality, I jokingly say that, but you really do treat them like family. You really and truly do. I mean, their families are important. I know some people who've come to work with you because you allow them to go home and work around their schedule so that they can make their children's softball games, for example, or something that is important from a family perspective, rather than making them work till midnight every night. Yet you still take care of the customers. So, Ryan, how does that work?
You know, it's been good for us. That was part of the commitment thing as well. We had to be parents first. And so, you know, from a business perspective, others may look at us and say, well, geez, you've been in business for 11 years and you're only to X amount of dollars or whatever that is. And that's because of the family aspect of it. That had to come first. We had to be parents. We had to take care of our kids. And that did slow growth for now. You know, we're still doing fine. We're profitable. The business has grown quite a bit since we took over. So, you know, but that that part of it hasn't been too difficult. The business is the one that really got pushed to the back burner while we took care of kids.
And we did that intentionally. Our family does come first, and we love them, but we knew that as part of our growing our business, we needed to treat them like family too. They needed to be a priority, and they needed to see that we love them and cared about them. So we've been very intentional about building a culture of trust and family, and that's one of our biggest values. And what we found is the customers love that too. They see that, and the way we treat our employees carries over to the way our employees treat our customers. And that's been a big key in helping us with the growth that we have experienced.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's been the sticking point? What's been the most difficult in the business growth part of this, right?
Initially, I think it goes in phases. So initially, it was the professionalism. It was getting out of the house. You know, we had the hardest time recruiting talent to come work with us because who wants to go
to Ryan's house?
Exactly. You know, and so that was really difficult in the beginning part of it, wrapping the vehicles, getting our branding, getting our values, getting our culture in place, moving out of the house into a small shop, and then from that small shop to just a slightly larger shop, and then the third move to a much larger shop that we just purchased in 2018. And so I would say in the beginning, that was the most difficult part, was just implementing those processes and procedures and systems, and that this was not going to be a business that looked like a mom and pop shop. This was a professional organization that people should really want to and love to come to work in.
Angie?
You know, I think it is all about building your team. So once we did get those systems and processes in place, to make it didn't matter who was doing what system, what process, it was being done the same way. And as our team grew and we became more professional and everyone was following the same system, same process, the communication improved, it came to a point of building a team.
Okay.
and managers and leadership.
All right. So when we get back, we're going to talk more about how to make this work both in business and in life. So thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. We'll be right back. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to HVACTrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I'm talking with Angie and Ryan Snow, the owners and chief, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Chief, basically, culture officers of Western Heating in Orem, Utah, which is just a little bit south of Salt Lake. And we've been talking about what it takes to actually run a business and have a successful marriage at the same time. And it's not only, you know, if you're listening to this, say, well, you know, I'm not married to my partner. Actually, they are. I mean, you can have brothers running a business together or brother and sister running the business together. And it's basically the same thing. You've still got to be around the Thanksgiving table with them, business and personal and stuff along those lines. So I want to switch gears a little bit and let's talk about how you've started training and, you know, how we're putting together the boot camp and how you want to really share what you guys have done very, very well. So, Ryan, your favorite line and your tagline is what?
Yeah, so Angie and I, as we travel the country and we work with these other businesses, and they often come up to us and, you know, how do you guys work together so well? And so it stood out to us years ago that, okay, you know, we're doing something different than the majority of the other partnerships out there. So the tagline that we came up with is that we are out to save businesses one partnership at a time.
And you are.
We are, absolutely.
You absolutely are.
We want to help.
Yeah. And so what we've done is we've put together a boot camp to be able to do this. And I'm honored to say that Ryan and Angie asked me to help with it, mainly from the financial side, which is my strength in financials and operations, and your accountability partner, so to speak.
Absolutely. We have to have that accountability, because if there's no accountability and you're not tracking and measuring anything and staying accountable to those numbers, how do you measure your progress? So one of the things that we're going to be helping these partners do at our boot camp is really define their roles. Once you have your roles defined and you know exactly what you're in charge of, then decide on how you will stay accountable. For us, it did not work to hold each other accountable, because I felt like I was a nagging wife. I felt like I was always getting on Ryan. Ryan, did you do this? And I didn't want to do that. My relationship was important, so I would just let it go. But then that's almost an excuse to not make progress or move forward. And Ryan didn't want to do the same thing to me either, because, you know, he knows I'm a little more sensitive. And if he would say, Angie, why didn't this report go out? Or why didn't, you know, did you not bill this company? I may take that a little more sensitive. And he didn't want to disrupt that in our relationship either. So it was very helpful for us to hire an accountability coach. And we've hired several over the years. We look at an area in our business where we are struggling or where we may need help. And this past year, we hired you, Ruth, because we wanted to be more profitable. We wanted to get our operations in line, our numbers in line, and that's something that you've really helped us do over the last year. So I'm so excited that you're going to be there and really help these partners see why they need to understand the numbers and how to look at that, because that is...
And how to make it not contentious between the two
exactly,
of you either.
Exactly, right.
I mean, that's important. You can't have one of you going, well, these numbers aren't good, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
You know, it really needs to be a team effort in that particular case, and not blaming a partner or one partner blaming another, because that will lead to disaster.
And now we come together and we're on a team together and we're looking for solutions together instead of divided and trying to hold each other accountable. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. So when we look at it from the boot camp perspective, it's going to be fun for starters.
Oh, yeah.
Angie and Ryan like to have fun. And I can tell you that for sure. So it's going to be a fun 2 days. We're going to do a lot of work, and there's homework, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. There's some homework. You'll be doing a little bit at class, and we're going to be digging deep. We're going to be talking about communication. We're going to be talking about discovering each other's communication styles and how to communicate better. One of the biggest problems we see in relationships, a lack of communication, or those certain topics that you avoid talking about. And we're going to uncover some of those things, but it's going to bring you to a stronger point. So you can communicate better, set goals better together. And when you leave boot camp, you're going to walk away with a plan for success, with an action plan that you two can work on together to help with your relationship and with your business.
Right. And you don't have to be married specifically.
Oh, no.
It can be two partners. Who are not even family members.
Exactly.
It could be two brothers or a brother and a sister, or a mother and a father, and right. or a child and a parent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. And you know, the real key to success and making this partnership work, three things, and we're going to be referring to them a lot at bootcamp: communication, respect, and trust. And if you have those three things in your partnership, your business it'll take off.
Yep. And know your numbers.
And know your numbers. Number four, know your numbers.
Angie, Ryan, and how do we sign up? You know, how does the listener sign up for bootcamp?
You know what? Just send us an email. You can send me an email, Angie at Time for Comfort, or send an email to Ruth as well.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining me today. Look forward to seeing you again in February.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And thank all of you for joining us. Choose the one thing you discovered today and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, or if you'd like to sign up for boot camp, call me at 770-729-0258, or send Angie an email, angie@timeforcomfort.com. Or me an email, ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.